Let's go behind kids' back with Greg and Greg.
Yeah. It's behind kids' back. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles.
And today on the show, it seemed like there was a country theme on Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, in case you didn't know, Kid Craddock is into country now.
He is big time into country. He's been to shows, as we'll detail here in a few minutes.
He's been to show, correction.
A show.
He's been to show,
mm-hmm.
and he likes...
one particular artist who I would think is a huge ringing endorsement, but we'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
A country superstar is no longer going to be doing the Sunday night football theme anymore, and that'd be Faith Hill.
Thank you so much. I can't stand it. It's the same thing every week with one different line. I am the happiest boy that she is no longer doing this.
She's hot, and I like seeing her on TV, but I don't like the song. I'm glad it's over.
So the show had a couple ideas on who should take over.
We don't want Mariah.
Mm-mm.
We love Mariah. We'll go see Mariah. You drag us to Mariah, we'll go.
Two diva.
We don't want the football song to start with.
Yeah, don't mix football with that crap.
No.
What about Rihanna?
We're getting a little closer there.
Yeah, we're getting a little closer.
Rihanna could pull it off, you know? I think Paramore. Yeah.
Now you're rocking. Yeah.
Come on. That's what you get when you score a touchdown. 6 points to kick a field goal and get one. Yeah.
Why does it have to be a chick? It could be Flo Rida.
It's got
to
be a chick.
Apple bottom football pants, cleats with the fur.
Again, back to the first gay football player.
Man, Al. Who do you think should take over Greggles?
Daft Punk. It's going to be my answer to everything.
Are you ready for some football? That'd be pretty awesome.
I would love it.
They're saying that it should be a girl that takes over. But
why?
Football is a man sport.
I want to rock.
Men play football. I think Slipknot should do it.
I don't think Slipknot should do it at all.
Football.
No,
that'd
that's
be great. And then Corey Taylor could sing like Sunday Night Football. Football. I think that would be great. Slipknot is my choice, and you go with Daft Punk.
I was joking with Daft Punk because I don't think they should actually do it, but I don't think it should be Slipknot.
Why not?
It's too metal.
That's man, dude. It's manly football. You're playing football, man. You're getting dirty.
Can you notice how high-pitched your voice just got there? And you're telling me it's manly football. Man, dude, it's manly football.
All right, so Faith Hill's out. Slipknot's going to take over.
Sure, fine.
Another thing that happened on the show today is we discovered that Kid has become a huge fan of the country music.
I'm into country. I went to Wade Bowen Saturday night.
Duh.
I know Eric Church.
You know Eric Church now.
I drive a Dodge Strata.
See, now you're not.
I am in middle management.
You need a Chevy.
You will treat me with respect.
I'm sure you're quoting something that I don't get.
I am a middle manager.
Sounds very Will Ferrell to me.
Finish your dinner. Did I say what was number one yet?
No.
No.
I'm too
in the country right now.
I'm so in the country, I don't even care about what's number. Is it number one in country? No. Then forget about it.
I drive a Dodge Strata.
What is that from?
SNL. It was an old bit. Do you remember when American Beauty came out?
Yeah.
And, you know, that scene where he gets all mad and he throws the thing, the piece? They did a kind of parody of that where Will Ferrell was just a dad. He's just kind of sitting there. And his wife and daughter kept arguing with him. And his only comeback was, I drive a Dodge Strata.
Okay. That makes sense. It makes the clip make sense now.
Yeah. So he was kind of just yelling about how he loves country now.
Yeah.
And that he drives a Dodge Stratus, and then he wouldn't get to the number one song because apparently wasn't country.
If it's not country, he don't care.
Yeah, because he's all country kid right now. Hop Along Kid.
Yeah, Billy the Kid.
No, there's already enough of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Anybody
in the
named Billy is Billy the Kid.
Yeah. Billy the Craddock?
No, I hate that.
Kitty the Bill?
That sounds molesty.
I'm stretching.
Kitty the Kitten?
Here, let's just roll this clip.
So then he tries to get into what is the number one song, and he pulls out a very interesting factoid about Brad Paisley.
So the number one, by the way, Brad Paisley has never had a number one album. You know how I know this?
Why?
I'm huge in the country right now.
And you have a piece of paper in front of you.
No,
telling
it's not
you.
That. He's had, like, so many number twos.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He can't get out of the bathroom. In fact, only one person on earth has had more number twos than Brad Paisley.
Big Al Mac, everybody.
9 a.m. Big Al Mac.
Right, baby.
Dot the I's.
Love it.
And in even bigger news, Al is the king of number twos.
He is the king of number twos. That guy.
That guy can doozy it like no other.
He can doozy it like no other. See what I did there? See what I did? I took doozy and turned it into deuce for number two.
See, that's what I said doozy for, uh-huh. And then you had to clarify it with doozy.
Yeah, you really set me up on that one.
Oh, man, I softballed that in there. If you're going to dog him out of there, I'm going to softball him in there for you.
Well, that's going to wrap up another edition of Behind Kids Back.
We love you, and we would love to hear from you, and we would love for you to Facebook us at The Greg and Greg Show on Facebook.
Facebook.com/The Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
You've been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.